This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tent and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. So welcome aboard. Like I said, there's a lot of things to talk about here on Agenda 21 Radio. We got done talking just for today, anyway, about the campfire, and what we have right now is that the campfire, 82 people are confirmed dead by the sheriff in Butte County, Corey Honey, and over 700 people are missing. And that's a dynamic number. I want to emphasize that. I think it's very important to understand that the number I give and he gives, our numbers are dynamic. He's got, he thinks, is the best accurate numbers, and I have the speculative numbers based upon my data. He's got the data, I think, that's ultimately going to be the data that's established. But don't be surprised if that number goes a lot higher than the 700. And again, what's happening is they're starting to go through all the different numbers and starting to track people down and get people. And by the way, hats off to the Sheriff Department of Butte County because they're doing a fantastic job. And Corey Honey has shown himself to be really America's sheriff. There's no doubt about it. The guy's just awesome. I have a lot to say about him in terms of positive things. So anyway, the other thing, of course, is aren't you shocked? Just aren't you absolutely positively shocked about Orange County, California, turning all of a sudden blue? It's shocking. It's so shocking. It's shocking. That's basically the thing that I think is incredible to find this out, that Orange County's congressional districts all turn blue. Man, so you got the 39th, 45th, 46th, 47th, 48th, and 49th congressional districts all turn blue. Shocking. In 26, you had the 47th and 46th. And then the rest were, well, here's the deal about this shocking revelation. Just shocking revelation. That you had heavy voter turnout all throughout the state of California. All throughout the state of California. And guess what? It still turned blue. Now, see, this is where their little system breaks down. Because, you know, we understand how they do it with the various provisional ballots. In Orange County, what was happening in all the races, you saw that you were a Republican, all of a sudden they won, and then they didn't win because they brought in a whole bunch of provisional ballots. Now, here's what Gateway Pundit had to say about this yesterday, which I thought was very telling. We go from the standpoint here at Agenda 21 Radio and also in New California that the whole system in California state government is defunct. It's broken and does not represent the people at all. So what we have here in Orange County is real serious voter fraud. That's really what it comes down to. It's just blatant voter fraud. And, of course, this is the lead-in number. It says Orange County, a traditionally conservative enclave in Southern California, turned all blue after Democrats found tens of thousands of votes post-election day. Shocking they found. I'm so shocked, aren't you? Here's the election results. Republican John Cox, 489,249, and Democrat Gavin Newsom, 476,827 votes. And by the way, John Cox won all those congressional districts, all those, the 39th, the 45th, the 46th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. All those he won. And then there's an extra 300,000 ballots that show up after Election Day. So let's give the breakdown that they have so far. In District 39, Democrat Gil Cisneros, 113,000, versus Republican Young Kim. Now, I know that this is a staunchly conservative district, by the way, because I'm from there, and I have all my friends there, and they're still there, and they're just shocked, too. District 45, Democratic Katie Porter, 143,000, Republican Mimi Walters, which, by the way, picked to win and had a commanding lead, actually. All of a sudden, shocking, she's losing. She's lost. District 46, Lou Carrera versus Russell Lambert, 85,000 versus his 40. Democrat Alan Lowenthal, what a slime ball he is out of 47th District. Absolute slime ball communist. Republican John Briscoe loses 124 to 64,000. Democrat Harley Ronda versus Dana Rohrabacher, 140,000 versus 123,000. And Mike Levin, 49th District, 139,000 versus Republican Diane Harkey. 111,000. Total votes in Orange County House races was 776,000 for Democrats, 590,000 for Republicans. So according to the election results, there were 300,000 more Democrats voted for Democrats in the Orange County congressional races than voted for Democrat Gavin Newsom. Don't you find this absolutely stunning? Isn't it stunning to see that? I find it stunning. That's what I say. It's stunning. Anyway, we're coming up to a break right now. We're going to take it.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Well. What about the caravanners out there, for all of you that are wondering about what's going on at the border? So am I. Well, it's kind of an isn't it interesting what's going on? The Mexicans are protesting the caravanners and saying, go home. And they don't want to screw up what's going on in the United States. They're protecting us. These Tijuanans are protecting us Americans, the Californians, of course. Well, this is interesting.
About tensions growing in Tijuana, Mexico, between the thousands of migrants that are arriving in the caravan and the people who actually live in Tijuana.
Tijuana people are scared. People are against the caravan. Even at a larger rate than in California.
Our government has not taken control of these, what we call invasions.
Lo que dijo Donald Trump es verdad, es una invasión.
Well,
Our next guest doesn't live too far from the border. She says now they know how Americans feel all the time. Fox Nation host Tommy Lahren joins us right now from California. Tommy, apparently a couple of days ago, hundreds of Mexican residents tried to storm one of the shelters there in Tijuana to protest the fact that they feel threatened by the migrants.
Well, listen, they're fed up and they have every right to be fed up because any citizen of any nation should be upset and outraged when there's an invasion by foreigners into their country, people that have no respect for the rule of law, for sovereignty, for borders. So I absolutely understand their frustration, and I hope that my fellow Americans in California will look what's happening in Tijuana and understand that this is not something that we want to come into the United States either.
All right, let's talk about what's happening in Georgia. Brian was highlighting what was happening in that race down there. Brian Kemp, he is the governor-elect, but Stacey Abrams refused to concede. She says it wasn't fair. So now you have all these celebrities that are threatening to boycott. You have a boycott that state, Alyssa Milano, Ron Perlman, and Bradley Whitford. What's your reaction? We can actually show you some of the tweets. Look at this, Tommy. The Alyssa Milano says, is the entertainment industry willing to support the economy of a totally corrupt state that suppresses democracy, where the winner isn't the best choice for the people, but the best schemer or crook? Ron Perlman, to all my friends who are studio and network executives, if you choose to shoot movies and TV in Georgia, don't bother to call me.
He has deleted that one, and then also one from Bradley Whitfield. Whitford. All right, what do you think, Tommy?
Well, first of all, the Democrats always call it unfair when they lose. So that's first and foremost what we need to understand. This is becoming a pattern with the Democratic Party. But furthermore, people like Alyssa Milano and others that you mentioned, what will we ever do if we don't have movies and TV shows by those creative geniuses? I don't know. I think I'm going to be okay. Right. But beyond that, it's really interesting that they want to lead some kind of a boycott against an entire state, because I think that they're forgetting that some of the people that did, in fact, vote the way that they wanted to live in the state of Georgia and probably would benefit from economic gains and jobs made in the state of Georgia. But I guess they don't care about any of that because it's all about their outrage. It's all about these continual losses. And it's pretty easy for them to tweet about things that they clearly don't understand.
There's a lot of movie and TV production, and it's not a lot of actresses. It's a lot of everyday grips, lighting people, blue-collar workers. And to Stacey Abrams' credit, she said, don't boycott, because you're going to hurt workers in Georgia, and that is self-destructive.
Tyler Perry has this big industry there.
Yeah, I mean, what are you talking about? Everything's boycott this, boycott that. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi is really fighting for her speaker life, because she's had 17 Democrats come forward, sign a paper that says they will not support her as speaker. She's in trouble. She can afford to lose very few others as they try to find out exactly what the majority is in the House. Do you think this is just a head fake, or is she really in jeopardy of losing the gavel?
I think that she's nervous, but I don't think that she has a reason to be, because she has the money and she has the power. And eventually those that are just coming in will understand that and they will fall in line. I talked about this the other day on Fox and Friends. You can have as many challengers as you want come up, and they can do it for the headlines. They can do it to gain attention. They can do it to gain cheers from those who think like they do. And these are people that are on the far left. But at the end of the day, they're going to realize that they need that fundraising money. They need that power. Nancy Pelosi has that power. And I think that she's going to win yet again. But it really doesn't matter if it's Nancy or if it's one of these newcomers. This party is moving so far left, it's unrelatable to the American people. And they have a platform that really is a hollow one. And it rests on raising taxes, more regulation, and climate change committees. So at the end of the day, whether it's Nancy or someone else, it's still an empty bag as far as I'm concerned.
Well, now that they're the majority, they can't complain anymore. They've got to produce. All right, Tommy, thank you very much for joining us from the West Coast. Don't forget, folks, she's one of the hosts over at Fox Nation. Go to Fox.
Yeah, Fox Nation. So Nancy Pelosi, what's she going to do, drive the caravan to work every day? Just thought I'd say, Donald Trump really wants her to be speaker. I wonder why. More rope for Nancy? You know, that's the Donald Trump way, isn't it? Give you more rope. I find it just fascinating, though, what's happening at the border. Now, the border is being really beefed up with barbed wire, concertina wire, and things like that. I mean, just stacks and stacks and stacks and stacks of it all over the place being deployed across the border. Now, I find it interesting in that you've got these folks that are really wanting to come across the border. And yesterday, if you did not hear, San Ysidro was closed down for several hours because they had been getting the word, intelligence was telling them that they were going to rush the border. And just rush the border. Well, that was all turned down. Cooler heads prevailed. And Kirstjen Nielsen, she was down there, I guess, checking out the scene. And of course, she should be down there, right? The general should be down there commanding the troops. Absolutely the right idea to bring out the troops. Absolutely the right idea to do that. And they're going to have to do more, too. All these invasions and things like that. All kinds of stories about it, by the way. Well, you know, it's kind of interesting when the story... This is, you know, we get into this conspiracy theories about invasions and things like that. Everybody talks about what they've been doing with training and all this other good stuff. All that's real, actually. It's not just a conspiracy theory. There's a lot of stuff that's been going on. And, you know, so far, one of the things that's cropped up, we were talking about, we've been talking about this for years, though, and it became very self-evident. Everybody said, oh, you're a conspiracy theory. Right. Okay. Well, that's, you know, we don't wear those tinfoil hats for nothing. Come on. Guys should be loud and proud about it. And we are. We're loud and proud about our tinfoil hats. But, anyway, it's interesting the relationship between adult males and the children and the women of these caravans and also of these groups that have been coming across the border here in America for a long time. And we first got introduced to this back in 2010. And we worked with the American Land Forces Institute. They're sort of a co-sponsor or a sponsor of Agenda. Well, no, it was the Inside Education Show at the time. And we were learning about their work that they were doing, aiding and assisting the Texas Rangers, and the guys with the white hats. And what they were doing was they were... teaching them about, you know, people who would come across the border from a military standpoint, what to do about people that you might pick up at the border, run into from the border that might be armed or could be identified as terrorist. Because, you know, 2010, this is just 9 years from, you know, past 2001. So they were working with them on how to identify terrorists. And so the term came up. OTM, other than Mexican. We'll be back.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again.
again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news or newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com. Yeah. There's just so much going on. I haven't even checked in with the news sites, actually, today. I mean, it's just unbelievable. So, this is one of the things we talked about yesterday. Some California wildfire victims may never be found. That's a fact. It's a grim recovery. That's what's going on. I think really people that have been working in this, it's got to be just as toxic as a place, especially in the first couple of days, as the Twin Trade Towers. I really believe that. And even now, cleaning up and everything, these guys are really exposed to a lot. I was asked the question the other night by a guy who, they're offering really, really big money to go in to clean these things up because they understand the risk to the workers. And the individual is weighing whether or not to go in and get that big money and dress up in all the monkey suits to clean all this up, or to not do it because he didn't want cancer later on in life. That's the thought. But, you know, says that money's really good, you know. That's a really a bad temptation, but it's a risk. You got to, you know, it's a risk people are taking. Once again, disaster capitalism at work, right? Creating all these jobs for people with big money, insurance companies paying for it. Ultimately, PG&E paying for it, keeping people employed. Boy, this is sort of a crazy way to do it, isn't it? It should be, anyway. Judge bans U.S. from enforcing Trump policy. There's got to be something to stop this banning the president from doing certain things. It's interesting that President Obama could do just about anything he wanted. No one ever stopped him. Isn't that interesting? This is a federal judge has barred the Trump administration from refusing asylum to immigrants who crossed the southern border illegally. Huh. President Donald Trump issued a proclamation November 9th circumventing immigration law, saying anyone who crossed the southern border between official ports of entry would be ineligible for asylum. As the first of several caravans of immigrants have started arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border, Trump said the restrictions were necessary to stop what he's called a national security threat. He also sent thousands of active duty troops to the border to back up immigration officials. See, this is getting to the point about what I was talking about in the last segment about, you know, are we crazy or what? By allowing all these people other than Mexicans. Okay, so OTMs, other than Mexicans, was the term that was, I think it was coined back around 2005 or 6 or something like that by the Border Patrol. And, of course, that was something that was new to me when I was being told about it and talked about it. And this is through the American Land Forces Institute, who has been a valuable source for a lot of different things and confirmation for information to us. It says, as the first of several caravans have started arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border, Trump said the restrictions were necessary to stop what he's called a national security threat. Now, I'm going to get into that point. This is a national security threat. And all these things that you've been hearing about, that we were talking about for several years, about these illegal foreign nationals coming across the border in droves in large numbers, all appear to be military-aged men, like 35 and under, in great physical condition. Get it? And this has sort of come out on the surface, and quite frankly, I got to tell you, William Longshores and others finally said it a couple weeks ago when the first caravan, a couple weeks ago, and this whole caravan business was starting up. And they finally said, this is what we got. This is how it works. And he's exactly right. They're exactly right. These military-aged men are a national security threat. And this has been going on for quite some time. It goes back to 2010 for us in our finding out the real details about the border. Now, I knew a lot because I'd been around the border before for years, actually. And I understand all that stuff. And growing up in, of course, Southern California, we had the issue all the time. But it is a big problem when you have a well-thought-out strategy to bring these people across. And that was the thing that was really emphasized to us when we worked with the American Land Forces Institute, that this is a plan. They knew it was a plan to bring across illegal foreign nationals and other than Mexicans, OTMs. That was in 2010. So this has been going on for a long time. But now, for some reason, 8 years later, it's now become part of the national site. And Donald Trump is exactly right. But all we get a little judge who just says, oh, we can't do that. The president's not allowed to protect our borders. So if there's a military action that's required at our border, is the judge going to hold sway over the president if he has to actuate troops within our own border? That really begs the question, doesn't it? Is the judge going to be in charge? What happened if we went to war with Mexico? And there were all of a sudden injunctions filed in the courts that says you can't roll out troops to fight and defend, let's say, around the border close to Tucson, Arizona. You can't roll those tanks down the highway there to get those tanks to the border to stop the incursion. Is the judge, dude, you can't do that. What would the president do? What would the military commanders in the field do? Disregard the judge's order? You see, this is a problem. And right now we're facing the problem. We are. This is, I mean, you got to be thinking in advance. What see, they're not coming across with arms, but they sure are military-aged men in very good condition. And in fact, at that border situation down there in Mexico, at Guatemala, we saw a really pretty good demonstration of how militant these men, from a military standpoint, these guys could be. They had a complete command and control structure over that mob, reminiscent of a military-style action. And that's what concerned the president when he was calling them rough. Everybody's rough. That's what he meant by rough. There was really a, you can see the way the whole thing was handled. There was a military command structure in place. These guys were serious about what they were doing. Just like military training kicked in for them. And that was self-evident. I made the comment as soon as we saw that. We were making the comment on the radio that, hey, these guys look like they're military trained. And they are. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. So what are we going to do when we're being invaded? And then the judge says, oh, no, let them invade. The president has to make that call, and judges need to step out. I think there needs to be a law that prevents the judges from doing this. It seems to me the judge is very arbitrary and capricious. So we're going to get a ruling, I think, here pretty sure. I think they're going to have to expedite this to challenge us. I really do. Because it's not right that the president does not have control over protecting the, you know, basically what the courts are doing is stripping him of his rights, if you will, or his responsibility that he's been given by the Constitution to protect and defend. He has an oath of office to keep us free from invasion. And that's a fact. Is there something we don't understand here? That's what he has to do. Keep us free from invasion. Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution states that. So keeping us free from invasion is kind of like an important thing. Hello. Just my play on this. I'm just one person. Absolutely just one person. So California, and election fraud in Orange County, like we started at the beginning of the hour. Oh, I'm shocked. Shocked to see election fraud in California. Especially Orange County. You know, will there be a follow-up on that? Of course, in California, there's not going to be. No, we got with who? Who's going to do that? Is it going to be Javier Becerra who's going to protect us from these, from this, from the voting fraud? Right. Or Alex Padilla? I don't think so. Neither one of these guys are going to protect us at all for anything, any reason, anyhow, anytime. That's just the way they roll, of course. Just the way they roll. Anyway, a lot of things going on here. Can't quite put our fingers on a few things, but we got grievance number 44 today for New California. And interesting, New California, and what's going on. Everybody seems to want to get a hold of New California. We're finding out that there's now going to be a new Hawaiian group, a Nevada group. And soon to be a couple of other states we're not going to announce yet. But we have been in communication with, of course, one of the big states, which is with Illinois. There's a new Illinois group out there. We'll see how this all plays out in a little bit, in about 6 months. In about 6 months. Big deal. We had a shooting, of course, in Chicago. Left the policeman and two others dead, sparked by a broken engagement. Huh. You know what's really another thing? I just want to put this out here. I was when I got home last night, I was perusing the internet and saw that there was a great game that took place between the Rams and the Kansas City Chiefs. Oh, can I still call them Chiefs? The headdress ones. Call them the headdress ones. Playing football while Chiefs. They had an amazing football game, actually. I don't cover sports hardly anymore, but especially the professional stuff, because it's so bad. I mean, it's so stinky. But they got this whole thing. Let's see if we can get this up here. This is, who's the source on this one? Let's see if it'll play. I'll get the right player going on here. We'll get a commercial, I'm sure, before that I can get the sound here for you. It's thinking, step on it. Yeah, there you go. This is a huge drag. I don't know what this is all about. We don't want that. We just want our commercial, okay? We just want our thing. Los Angeles, Kansas City Chiefs. See, we got. This is one of these music things. Don't do this. So the Los Angeles Rams, Kansas City Chiefs thriller produced incredible stats and records tumbled. And the Rams have this just hideous-looking yellow uniform now. You know, I'm an old Ram fan from way back, the 1950s and 60s. You know, there was such a thing. It says, the LA Rams defeated the Kansas City Chiefs, and we can say Chiefs, by the way, 54-51 in a historic thriller Monday night football game. The game between the Rams and the Chiefs was the first game in NFL history in which each team scored 50 points or more, according to ESPN stats and information. It says the Chiefs became the first team to score 50 points and lose. Wow. Teams scoring 50-plus points were 216-0 all time before Monday night. Really? The Chiefs also became the second team to score 40-plus points in both of their losses. That's terrible. It says, it gives you some Twitters and stuff like that. The combined 105 points between both teams was the third highest scoring game since the NFL merged with the AFL, according to Pro Football Weekly. The last time in a high scoring of game affair like this was seen in 2004 when the Cincinnati Bengals and Cleveland Browns scored 106 points. The Rams and Chiefs combined for 14 touchdowns, one more than the Buffalo Bills, who were three and seven, have scored it all season long. The personal stats for some Chief players continued. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes and blah, 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 blah. Isn't that amazing? I think it's awesome. Actually, you know, being a football guy, being a former player and coach and all that business. Let's see. They don't have anything on here. These guys are just scoring touchdowns at will. It's amazing. Why are they doing that? Like when they don't have sound and they have sound. Anyway, they say they have sound. They don't have sounds on these things. That's, you know, see, is there hope? I didn't see what the crowd looked like, though, in Los Angeles. They didn't show. This is the thing. How many people were at the game? Because if you notice, there's not a lot of football people at the games anymore. Most of my friends who used to go to football games, professionals, they don't go anymore. I don't know if any of them that go anymore. I certainly know they gave up their, when the Colin Kaepernick thing first started and people weren't doing anything about it, they gave up their season passes. As a lot of people did. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow.
My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My Pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee My Pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com. Big days. It's Thanksgiving. Join the family. Join the crew. Nice to get together. Okay, it's going to be a very, very traumatic Thanksgiving this year. And if you know anybody in the any of the fires and the disasters that were caused by Jerry Brown, hold them tighter. Call them, talk to them. The displaced ones in particular, we're having some issues, actually, with some of our friends and people, and we want to support them as best we possibly can. Prayers really go a long way, we know that. So, it's like all of a sudden everything you have is just completely gone. It's very, very traumatic. And, of course, the rebuilding. Been a lot of talk that Jerry Brown, the folks don't want anybody to rebuild there, so insurance is out of control. You know, it's interesting. We'll come back and talk about this whole business about deforestation or forestation, forestation and all that, how they let all the timber growth and all that build up and then create an intense fire. Yeah. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. Email me, paul@a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello,
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.